BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Tilly, I'm 17 and I'm from Norwich. You might not know this, but I can play three songs on the harmonica. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Tilly introduced the show today. Tilly, what are you up to today?
I've just done an assessment at college.
How'd that go?
Yeah, really well.
Excellent. Have you got your harmonica there at the moment that you can play three songs on?
I haven't got it with me today.
The one day we call you to introduce the show and you haven't got your harmonica there.
I am.
You know, if I could play three songs on the harmonica, I would take it with me everywhere I went.
I've only been learning for 2 weeks, so I can play three songs, but I need my book as well.
What can you play?
When the Saints Come Marching On, Sarah Jacka, and
Kumbaya.
Camp Town Races, and I'm learning Winter Wind by Mumford & Sons at the moment.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Where is your harmonica right now?
It's in my bedroom.
And where are you?
I'm at college.
Oh, I see. When are you going to be in your bedroom?
3 hours.
Oh, we'll be finishing our show then.
There might be one in the room at college, in the music room. I can look.
Would you go and have a look for me?
Yeah, but I might get in trouble because they're doing this. I have to walk into the classroom.
Oh, no, I don't want you to get into trouble.
I'll go get it.
Just go in there and say, this is an emergency, I'm on Radio 1, I need a harmonica. Oh, God, I can hear the teacher.
I got it, and they gave me a very dirty look.
Oh, you didn't even have to say you were on Radio 1. What did you do, just sneak in and grab it?
I said I'm on the radio, and he just gave me a horrible look. I think he's too old to know what it is.
He's too old to know what it is?
Maybe not
what,
sure, but
a radio.
Really
who was
okay,
that?
I've got a book.
Who was that? The teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got a harmonica now.
Yeah.
Let's hear one of the three songs that you know how to play.
Okay, hang on. I need to put the phone on the floor.
So where are you now, Tilly?
I'm in a corridor outside a theatre.
Love it. Is she not really near that class?
What?
Are you not really near the class?
I'm really near. I think I'm gonna.
They'll be able to hear you playing outside.
Hang on. Are they angry with me?
No. It's a bit weird here.
Okay, right. I'm playing it now.
Who was that?
It was my friend Jack.
Okay, hi Jack. Okay, quickly and then run away. Otherwise, you're going to get in trouble.
Okay. It went a bit wrong, but...
That was good.
They're all laughing at me.
Oh, that was really good. And I'm all for the Saints. Up the Saints, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Because I'm from actual Southampton.
Are you?
Yeah.
I applied for uni there.
Did you? Did you not get in?
No, I've not got my interview yet.
All right. That was really good to speak to you. Thanks for being brave and going into the room and grabbing a harmonica. And thank you very much for introducing the show today.
Will you call us back when you've learnt the Mumford & Sons one?
Yes, I'll email you when I've learnt it.
Yes.
Ways in.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you do online shopping, like supermarket shopping?
I do sometimes, but they tend to do that. I haven't ticked the right box, so I always end up with stuff that I haven't actually ordered.
I haven't done it for a while. I kind of go in phases. And then I just forget and just go to the shop again. But I haven't done it for a while. You know how if they haven't got the thing you wanted that you've clicked, then they sometimes replace it with what they call a similar item. Mm.
And that's what I'm having the problems with.
But I was it.
Mm.
Well, what happened?
Well, before Christmas, I ordered a clotted cream ice cream.
Yes,
lush. And they replaced it, like, on the day before Christmas with a low-fat iced dessert.
Which they said was similar.
Yeah, it's nothing like ice cream. I ordered one with at least 70% saturated fat and got something with, like, it was just, like, air. That's not what you want at Christmas, is it?
Did you not find that a bit rude?
I did, actually.
It was like, I want it to clog my arteries. And they're like, Becky, you don't really want that one. You should have this one. I think that's a little bit rude. They're saying, this is similar, but it's a low-fat option. Hey, I'll have this one.
But that's not similar at all, is it?
Not really.
Well, yes, it's both from the freezer cabinet, but I could have had, like, a bag of chips.
Yeah. I overheard a conversation earlier with this bloke saying to someone that he's got someone coming around. I think it might be like a date or something, a girl that he's seeing. And he ordered all the ingredients for this amazing dish that he was going to cook her and try and impress her.
Mm.
And it was what he called a lush tuna dish, an amazing tuna dish.
Oh, is it tuna pasta bake?
I don't know.
I love that.
But it's got tuna in it. And then his shopping arrives and it's like the day of the date. He's going to cook it that evening. He's thinking, yeah, going to do these tuna steaks or whatever it was. And they'd ordered trout. They'd given him trout instead. It's like, yeah, okay, that is a fish, fine. It does begin with a T, but that is where the similarity ends. That's not going to work in my tuna dish, because it's trout. Happens a lot, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This seems to be commonplace. Like, someone in these supermarkets at their computers will be sat there going, right, okay, so let's just choose a similar item. Kiwi fruit. No, we don't have any. Let's send them kiwi shoe polish instead. That's actually happened to somebody.
I think some of the people that do this picking, it's done by people, isn't it? It's not done by a computer.
Well, I don't know.
Some of them are having a laugh. Like Kerry's been on and says her mum ordered lemons for a lemon drizzle cake and got lemon toilet cleaner.
No, it's the, see that, okay, yes, it's got lemon in it. Clearly not the same.
And do you know what? There are so many vegetarians on going, I ordered veggie sausages, got real ones.
I know.
Ordered,
that's not a bad thing.
Ordered veggie lasagna, got a beef cannelloni.
I know. The thing is, a lot of people, when they order the veggie bacon, obviously tuck into the veggie bacon and go, oh, this tastes better than I remember.
No, they don't. God,
this has tasted amazing.
They don't.
This is lush. This is the best veggie bacon I've ever tasted. Oh, it's real.
Do you know what, though? At least these people are getting it delivered. Do you remember that time when I was making that cake for my boyfriend a few years ago?
I vaguely remember this.
And the whole order was refused because they thought I was making a bomb.
Right, so you wanted to make a cake?
Yeah, and I basically had to order everything from scratch because I just moved into my new house. So I ordered, like, flour, butter, sugar, eggs,
yeah,
food colouring and some icing.
And some sparklers.
And they didn't... No sparklers. Right. They didn't send any of it. Said I was up to no good.
Did they actually say it's because we think you're a terrorist?
Yes, I rang up and said, why has this order been cancelled? They said, unfortunately, madam, we cancel orders with those things because it could be used to make bombs.
Did he ever get his cake?
Yeah, it looked awful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
My flatmate's being a bit weird at the moment. I think he wants to live in the 40s.
Right.
He's doing that thing with his hair where it's kind of like look, but really kind of like... against his head, do you know what I mean?
I thought the one that doesn't speak had been trying that out, but turns out he's just started swimming on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Oh, right, is that what it is?
Yeah. I was trying to work out why he only did it a couple of days a week,
yeah,
and then why he'd given it up by like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
When the hair is really...
It took me ages to work it out. He just...
just been swimming.
Yeah, and that's why it was dry. It wasn't anything to do with Brill, whatever it is. It was...
But you know when it's kind of wet look, but really kind of plastered to the head?
Yeah.
And kind of across a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Off of the war?
Mm.
He also watches quite a lot of programmes about that time as well. Like, there's a box set he's got. Is it Days That Shook the World? There are a lot of them about that kind of time as well.
Well, like Goodnight Sweetheart and stuff, with that one off Only Fools and Horses.
I don't think he watches that.
Why? That's set in the war.
I know, but he likes the ones that are kind of like real, you know, like,
oh,
not
real,
fiction.
Like documentary ones.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. And he's also taken recently... to wearing this pair of quite 40s glasses. He doesn't need glasses, so they're the ones with no actual kind of proper lenses in, just glass, just because he wants to look a bit more 40s.
Right.
Then, I come downstairs at the weekend, and he's, like, tidying the house up. He'd had a bit of a party the night before. And he was playing this really quite loud in the living room. I I'm like, what are you playing?
Do you know what? I love that sort of music.
He loves it.
Yeah, we have it on. Well, we have it on in the house. My boyfriend works on Jamie Cullum's Radio 2 show, so they have quite a lot of kind of old school jazz going on when he's editing it.
So you listen to a lot of this stuff as well?
Yeah, like really old stuff. And it's brilliant, like when you're doing the washing up and stuff.
Do you feel like you're in the Second World War when you're doing the washing up?
Yes, except I've got a dishwasher and, like, good kitchen appliances.
I'm in the war, but I do have a blender.
Yeah. I'd have been so advanced, whereas now, because I don't have a microwave, I'm kind of a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, you've gone back, you've retro.
Yeah.
Are you generally talking more like this while you're doing the washing up?
Yes, I do, I love it.
Are you?
Yeah. I need to come around and see your housemate when he's doing this.
Yes. Maybe you could have a little jive together. Do you find yourself cooking with powdered egg? Off of the war?
No, but I did go to that 1940s revival thing, do you remember, a few months ago, and had my hair done like all 1940s.
Yeah, it's quite in at the moment. I know in some of the big cities as well, they do club nights now, where everyone kind of just gets dressed up like that, and they play this kind of music, and I'm quite interested in going. Anyway, I thought it was a bit weird, but I was all kind of fine with it.
I don't get that one from Mark and Swansea, but it's made me lol. Your flatmate sounds like Ben Mitchell. Is he into 1940s stuff?
Is that EastEnders?
Yeah.
I haven't seen EastEnders for a while.
He just looks like that because of his glasses.
Oh, I see, right. So that song, all fine. I'm, like I said, a bit weird. I've never heard it before. And then, about 2 minutes in, a bloke starts singing.
Right.
Listen to this.
Ooh, I'm the boogeyman. The terrible, horrible boogeyman. I come in the middle of the night and frighten bad little girls like you.
And that just put me on edge.
Oh, my God.
Is it taking a dark, sinister turn for you?
Yes, it has.
Right.
You don't get any of that on the Jamie Cullum Radio 2 show.
Beware, better have a care. I'm going to follow you everywhere. I crawl through the ceiling and the wall and call on bad little girls like you.
I'm like, turn this off immediately. This is absolutely putting me on edge.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible, isn't it? I just find it really dark.
Oh, my God, you'd never be allowed to sing about stuff like that these days.
I know. But, like, he's just tidying up, and the worst thing is he's actually singing along. He knows the words.
I'll torture you and haunt you. I've got you where I want you. A victim of my dark and dirty plot.
Oh, my God.
And at the slightest whim, I'll tear you limb from limb. In other words, I'll put you on the spot.
Oh! I know. You've got, like, a...
Oh, my God. Face off
mouth.
A fish.
Face off a fish. Right now it's happening.
Ooh, I'm the boogeyman. The terrible, horrible boogeyman. I come in the middle of the night and frighten sad little girls like you.
And that's it.
It's really wrong.
It's horrible.
Because I think it's extra sinister because he's singing it with like a, yes,
yes
I'm the boogeyman, and I'm going
to
come.
I'm coming to get you soon.
But what if your housemate starts singing that in public, like on the tube or something, or on the train?
Well, that doesn't bother me because I'm not there. But, yeah.
Yeah, but it'd be worrying for him.
But yeah, true.
Or get into all sorts of trouble.
He's done worse things on the tube. someone's saying, stop playing this, you are really freaking me out. That's Stuart in Pontypridd.
Beware, better have a care. I'm going to follow you everywhere.
Yeah.
Crawl through the
no, I need to turn it off. It's making me feel on edge again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Kirsty's been on from Inverness saying, yeah, it just sounds like a 30s version of Pitbull. yeah, I kind of see what you mean.
I don't think Pitbull hides in the ceiling, though, does he?
I don't know.
He's more blatant.
Yeah, he is.
And the ladies are throwing themselves at him. He's not having to chase them round.
Yeah, he doesn't follow you in the middle of the night. Someone says it's modern-day Chase and Status. And I can actually... I didn't get that at first, but it's that one. I will track you down, let you go. Same. That is... That's the 40s version of Chase and Status. Proper scary. Loads of girls have been ongoing. It's scaring me. Sarah revising Liverpool. Emma in Brampton. Justine in Berwick. Soz.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Obviously, new music is our big thing, but what is everyone saying if I use the retro 40s music to talk over for a bit? I think it gives us a new feel. What do you think, Chris Smith, off the news?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yes,
hello.
Classic.
Does it make you want to read the news like this?
Yes, this is the BBC.
Hello. London.
You two are very underdressed. If you're going to read like 1940s newsreaders, you should be in like bow ties.
Bow ties on the go.
What are you saying, Rebecca?
What do you mean?
I'm saying you should have a dinner jacket.
Get back to your powdered egg meal.
I'll just go back to the typing pool because I wouldn't have even been allowed on, would I?
No, you wouldn't. You've been typing.
Men only here.
That's right. Sorry. No ladies allowed. It's the 40s. A lot of people are saying that this really scary song that my flatmate is tidying to is actually on the soundtrack to Bioshock 2. That must have been where he's heard it, because I know he's got that. So that's why. Apparently there's loads of these freaky songs on there.
So he hasn't gone out for music to scare young children from the 1940s Volume 2?
No, I mean, he's not looked that up on the internet. I think it is just on Bioshock 2. That's where he's heard it. Still loving it? Or is it freaking you out a bit now?
It's starting to get a bit freaked out over here.
Yeah, it's because I know that secretly he wants to come and get me from the ceiling.
Yeah.
I think it's the way you're bobbing up and down to it.
Yeah, that's quite distracting.
Apparently there's loads of other ones, though, on the soundtrack, so I think we should try and get hold of them as well and see what they're like.
Oh, in this style?
Yeah.
Is this what you and Ollie will dance to?
No. But then not all of them are as scary as this, I don't think. Or what we do is just make this into some kind of dance hit.
Yes, and then you can make it your new big thing.
It'd be like that. What's that one from a couple of years ago?
Gramophones.
That's it. It could be like that, but only with the boogeyman involved.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 is coming to Hull tomorrow. 4 days of brilliant live music in Hull. Now, where's the best place, do you think, to get like all of the details of Hull, like everything you would ever need to know, like gossip, good places to go, like the proper lowdown from the streets of Hull? Where's the first place you would look?
I would go to the hairdressers.
That's exactly it. And here is an actual Hull hairdresser, Dan.
Hello.
You okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Now, what is the most popular haircut in Hull at the moment that people will be sporting to the event?
We've got a massive student population in Hull, and they like their quirky haircuts. So on girls at the minute, they're really going for that short little bob with a great, you know, heavy fringe, so that they don't have much to do to it before they go out and hit the town.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if they like it long, they still like their extensions up here, so it's that Cheryl Cole look.
Is it?
It is.
Do people get dressed up in Hull?
Yes, but it's funny. The more they get dressed up, the less clothes they wear.
Ah, I get you now.
You know, it can be January the 26th, as it's going to be, and they will be out in nothing more than what looks like a nighty.
Bit like Newcastle. Same.
Yes, a bit like Newcastle.
Yeah, I went there once, and I just got the train, and I was standing outside the train station. I think it said -6.
Yeah.
And there were people in just their bras.
Yeah, perfect weather for that, yeah.
Excellent. I'm all for it. So are people talking about Radio 1 Live in Hull? Is there a bit of excitement about it?
Yes, they are. And some of the venues you're visiting is amazing. The Adelphi, I'll be down there tomorrow night myself. And Fruit on Friday for Annie Mac. So we can't wait. The buzz is amazing.
You're not just a hairdresser, though, are you, Dan?
No, I'm not. Have you been Googling me?
Maybe.
Yes, I have a band myself, and BBC introduced us in 2010.
Oh, what are the band called?
Ice House Project.
Yes, actually, we've played you, I think, before.
Yes, we've been on Radio 1 a few times, and we've done the Radio 1 Big Weekends a few times as well.
On the introducing stage?
Yes.
What was that like?
Absolutely amazing. And do you know, I've been reading that Radio 1 have wanted to get out into the regions for a long time, and it's such a good thing, because in the regions is where all the talent lies.
Yeah.
It really is, especially in the north. It's phenomenal, and the reaction that we get on a BBC stage is amazing. We just love it.
See, it does work, BBC introducing.
It does, completely and utterly. And thank you for championing new music, because there's more of it in the likes of Hull and Manchester than there is anywhere, I think.
We found this as well. When we did the Radio 1 movie in Carlisle, and we went out afterwards, and there's a lot of like just budding DJs and musicians that wanted to speak to us about how to get into it. So it really is happening.
Absolutely. And I think one of the reasons is that growing up in a small town or a small city that's kind of away from most places, the youth, the kids don't have places to go to, so they tend to stay in their hometown and develop their own creative skills there, and it becomes like a hotbed of creative talent.
Well, it's Radio 1 tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Zane Lowe and Hugh Stevens kicking off our 4-day stay in Hull. They've got Pulled Apart by Horses at the Adelphi, and then Grimmy from 10 o'clock with some live comedy and live music from Hull. On Friday, Greg's going to be there with Feet Up Friday. He's going to be at Fruit before Annie Mack, Pete Tong and The Essential Mix start up at 7 o'clock. Loads of live dance music from Hull.
We can't wait.
Is your hair salon quite posh, Dan?
We get all kinds of people in here.
Do you get a chance to order wine in there?
No. Unfortunately, but well, fortunately, because if we did, there would be some very interesting haircuts going out by the end of the day.
No, I don't mean the staff, I mean the customers.
You try keeping it just for the customers. If we had wine at the Fringe, I swear we would be sending out wonky bobs left, right and centre.
Right, OK. It's just that some of them fancy ones, I know that they offer you sometimes tea or coffee and sometimes even a ciabatta.
Yes, well, we offer tea, coffee, biscuits, hot chocolate, but most importantly, a good haircut.
Good one. Thank you for talking to us, Dan. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah.
Earlier on, we were talking about how you sometimes do your shopping online. This happens to quite a lot of people. And sometimes they don't have the thing in stock that you want, so they replace it with a similar item. What happened to you, Kim?
I actually do the home shopping. I pick the items for people.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So that's your job to say, right, so we haven't got Swede, so we'll give him a parsnip instead.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on then.
I generally pick items quite similar to what people want.
Yeah.
But one
Good.
Of the people that I work with, it was that guy. the people wanted tampons and they didn't have the kind they wanted, so instead of just picking a different brand of tampons, he gave them a Twix.
Right, so
is it
they wanted tampons, but they got a Twix chocolate bar.
Yes.
Well, that's very similar.
Is it suggested by a computer, so it sees the product that starts with T and ends in X, and then picks another product that starts with T and ends in X?
No, sadly, it's all our own doing.
Why on earth would you...
Why would you do that?
Because you're not... That's not the only time. Amy in Wiltshire says, unless the guy that was picking it sent it to Amy's friend, she says that her friend did exactly the same thing, ordered that and got sent a Twix.
I don't know if it's a guy thing that they just think that yeah, chocolate would be a good alternative.
No. If I sent you out to get that for me, Scott, would you come back with chocolate?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, I would. Absolutely.
What, you can't use it then? Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Sorry. Love you, Kim. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Burns night tonight. Hello, if you are celebrating. I wish I was in Scotland for Burns night just one year, because I think... Well, obviously, I know that every time I've been to Scotland, they know how to party. So tonight will be a good night. Mm. Lots of places in England are doing Burns Night events at their pubs. Like the local pub from me is doing a thing where there's a guy, bagpiper, and there's going to be haggis and all sorts. But it's not going to be the same, is it?
I'm quite excited because the one that doesn't speak says he's going to do Burns supper for his wife.
Yeah, his wife is Scottish and he agreed about a week ago that he would prepare some kind of Burns night banquet and he hasn't thought about it at all.
Well, I've just Googled it.
It's quite involved.
There is. He's got to do an opening speech.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do the Selkirk Grace.
Yeah.
Then the haggis, the entrance of the haggis, the big thing.
Yeah. I also think in the area that he lives in, he might be pushed to find haggis at this late stage because he's not going to be home till 7:30.
He's just typing to me now. He says it wasn't a week ago he agreed to do this. It was only this morning.
Oh, I thought it was ages ago.
And then he realised it was Burns night today and then he decided to do it this afternoon. So,
okay. So there needs to be some kind of emergency plan here. Is there anyone that can help him at all?
What, get a haggis with like an hour's notice?
I know. It's a tough one, isn't it?
There's loads of speeches to be written.
But he's promised his wife.
There's a toast to the lassies, the reply to the toast to the lassies, the other toasts and speeches.
You really haven't thought this through at all. He thought I'll just whop a haggis out and that'll be it.
That's not even one.
And all,
it's not one, is it?
It's not one. Is it? Whopping a haggis out? I don't think it is.
Pipe the haggis is one.
Sorry? Pipe your haggis. you should have done online shopping.
You can make a vegetarian haggis. I've done that quite a few times. That's nice.
You should have ordered it online, like we were talking earlier about the supermarkets. What would they deliver if they didn't have haggis, though, the similar item? Like a bounty bar.
Haggis. I'm trying to think of something starting with H and ending in S, because that tends to be the theme, doesn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, good luck with that. And I'll let you know if any of our listeners can help you out. I doubt very much that they can.
You can't get it on takeaway, can you?
You can't. I don't think you can get takeaway haggis. Not around these parts, anyway.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a new thing I'm paranoid about, Becky.
Go on.
Do I smell of bacon?
Right. What, on your hands?
It's generally about my person.
You do a bit?
Yeah.
What is it? Don't say bacon.
Right. Earlier this morning, I was in a cafe. Mm. This is what I'm totally worried about at the moment. I don't know whether anyone else gets this. And the cafe had a really, really strong smell of bacon. Now, I love that smell. Who doesn't? Mm. Vegetarians, that's who doesn't.
It
well, they
that,
do, but they say they don't.
At the train station I get to every day, there's a really strong smell of bacon. Oh. And I walk up the stairs every day and I think, God, if you were a vegetarian, this would be awful.
Well, you were for a while. Well, you were a pretend one.
Yeah.
Pamela? You only had, like, wafer-thin ham.
So you're absorbing this smell, are you, off the cafe?
Well, the thing I'm paranoid about, and I had it at the weekend as well, mm. was that it's not just bacon, it can be anything. You know, cafes, the smell of, like, I don't know, baked potato or whatever. What other smells do they
fish?
Smell of? Yes, fish, a lot. I was in a fishmonger the other day. I'm absolutely paranoid.
In a fishmonger's?
Mongers.
Yeah.
In a fishmonger's shop. Yeah, that's what I meant. Why is that wrong? That's not even a one.
Doesn't matter.
That's what you don't say.
You said you were in a fishmonger the other day. So I just...
Thanks for pointing that out.
I just cleared it out.
Okay, good. Anyway. So, also, I do get paranoid that I smell of the food. That it leaves a kind of lasting impression on me.
Have you tried eating at home?
Yeah, I do eat at home as well.
Do you absorb that or not?
No, not so much. But when the whole place, the whole cafe is full of that smell, you think it's going to come off on your skin and your clothes.
I tell you what the worst one is. Roast.
Yes.
Because the vegetables from a roast, you
absolutely
end up smelling...
I've been in a pub with a roast before and I'm like, right, well, I'm going to smell of this for the rest of the day. Mm. And what I also did at the weekend, which is a first, I actually moved to the back of the cafe so that I would smell less of bacon. Like, I was like, I'll sit there, but the kitchen was there. I was like, no. I need to sit at the back because then the bacon smell on me will be less. Now, do I honestly smell of bacon?
Your
a bit?
Shirt does, yeah.
Right, well, there we are, see? So I'm right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, what's up? Wow, hello. Look at that. 7 p.m. on the dot.
Oh, yeah.
Back to that old school Scott Mills form of punctuality.
I know.
You let it slip in the last few years, but that was what you were known for.
I mean, obviously. The last few years?
Obviously, after your excessive charm and sense of humour, people knew you for being on time. Does that make it a bit cold? It's kind of a cold compliment, isn't it? He's always on time.
They didn't know me for being on time on air.
I know, I was going to say, off air, you're, like, always late.
Well, there's so many things to do to be Scott Mills, and, you know, there's a huge image to upkeep.
That's right.
A lot of haircuts, a lot of tanning.
Yeah, it's a lot of personal grooming,
teeth,
you know.
Whitening. Have you done a Star Caller?
Yeah, I have, actually.
You had to be reminded what that was.
I thought you thought that was my feature for a minute.
No, I was saying, like, with Greg James, have you done a Star Caller?
I did.
How did it go?
It was good, yeah.
Did you get a fan?
Yeah.
See, I have got an interesting Star Caller story because right now standing in front of me is a young man called Anthony from Manchester.
Right.
And I agreed to do the Star Caller feature with Greg James. Mm. And his email that was sent in to Greg was, I want to talk to Zane Lowe because he's got rubbish taste in music. And I reckon we could have a good debate.
Okay.
So we thought, well, you know what? And we did try four other Star Callers who were nicer. But then we got to Anthony and we thought, let's give it a go. Let's talk to Anthony. Let's have a chat with him. And we did, didn't we, Anthony? We had a good debate.
Okay.
And I remember this one. It was good because you had like a proper argument about a band.
We had a proper argument about the merits of Skrillex, yes. and we picked up where we left off immediately, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Good vibe going on between me. He's wrong, but good vibe going on between me and Anthony.
So, is there any music that you've agreed on at all?
No, but we have 2 hours. Anthony chose this to start the show, and so we will. Welcome, mate. Thank you, Scott. Good evening, everyone.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.